In this paper, The Evolutionary Automation of Coordinated Autonomous Vehicles, by myself, Alan, and Dr. Jeff Nitschke from the University of Cape Town, explores the various search methods used for directing neuroevolution for collective driving behavior. The motivation for this research is due to increased research in adaptive control systems for autonomous vehicles. Existing research focuses on autonomous control of single vehicles or those with limited noise in the environment. Little research has been made into comparisons between various evolutionary search methods for autonomous vehicle behavior, specifically collective driving behavior. In our paper, we use the neuroevolution of augmenting topologies, otherwise known as NEAT, to direct evolutionary search. We compare three different search methods: an objective-based method using fitness function, a behavior-based method using the novelty search, and a hybrid approach where we combine objective and behavior methods together. The goal is to evolve effective and efficient coordinated driving behavior through given roadways. The objective approach uses a traditional fitness function where, since this is a multiple collective driving effort, the number of cars is divided from the sum of the fitness of each individual car. The CP passed denotes the number of checkpoints that it passes. CP total is the number of checkpoints per track. We've normalized this to 10 per track. And we multiply this by 0.9 to the power of the collision, number of collisions. The reason for this is so that we can have an exponential decay of fitness due to collisions. This would induce the pressure not to collide. The behavior-based approach, novelty search, uses a sparseness measure to determine the differences in behavior. In this formula, K denotes the nearest neighbors in the current generation as well as those in the archive. More details in the paper. Distance is the Euclidean distance. Mu is the ith nearest neighbor. And X is the behavior with respect to the novelty metric. We tried three different behavior characterizations: speed and cohesion, namely being speed of each individual vehicle, cohesion being the distance between each vehicle, speed being just the velocities of each vehicle, and location, which is the absolute location on the map. We ended up using speed as this was experimentally determined to be the most effective. The third approach is the hybrid approach, in which we combine the objective fitness function score with the sparseness novelty score. What we do here is we linearly combine them after normalization. So we use rho equals 0.5, thus equally combining fitness and novelty. Two sets of experiments were performed. The first set were the evolution experiments, in which we try to find the best evolved driving behavior using fitness, novelty, and the hybrid approach. The second set of experiments is the generalization tests, where we take the highest performance evolved controllers and we test them in different configurations, including unseen configurations such as vehicle sizes and environments, tracks. This is non-evolutionary. We evaluate the evolved controllers to see how well they do in unseen environments. The simulation environment we use is Unity, and we use the fork of Unity known as Unity NEAT, which incorporates the neuroevolution of augmenting topologies. This is a high fidelity game engine, and it can realistically simulate physics at discrete time steps. The vehicles we used were modeled after the pedestrian vehicle, the BMW M3, and they were pooled in groups of 1, 3, and 5. The task is the tracks that they need to traverse. There's one track used for evolution with static and dynamic obstacles. There are three additional unseen tracks for evaluation, each with static and varying altitudes. The evolution track does not have a varying altitude, it is flat. Checkpoints are placed equally along each track. The vehicle configuration, as you can see here, is that each vehicle has 5 pyramidal sensors fanning out of the front of the vehicle. Each sensor input is an input into the neural network, along with a bias node, angle to the next waypoint, and the current velocity. In this example, there is a hidden layer with one hidden node, H1, and the outputs are for steering, angle, and acceleration. This slide shows the different vehicle configurations: 1 vehicle, 3 vehicle, 5 vehicles, and these are varied in the evaluation stage of the experiments. This is the evolution track. As you can see, it is a flat track with 10 checkpoints. There are obstacles between checkpoint 3 and 4, obstacles between checkpoint 5 and 6. There's a dynamic obstacle at A and B. At A, this is vehicles that are spawned traversing from right to left, and B, vehicles are spawned driving towards the controlled vehicle. Evaluation track 1 shows that it is a straight track but with varying altitudes, with obstacles potentially near blind spots between checkpoints 4 and 5 and 5 and 6, as well as one right in the middle of the road in between 8 and 9. Evaluation track 2 adds another layer of complexity as two groups of vehicles start at start point 1 and start point 2. They follow the checkpoints and eventually meet at checkpoint 4 and 5. This means that this in itself simulates dynamic obstacles, since vehicle groups have to interact with other vehicle groups. So in the instance that there are three vehicles, the configuration of three vehicles, there will be a total of six vehicles, three starting at start 1 and three starting at start 2. Evaluation track 3 is similar, except there are three starting points and slight variations in altitude as well, and they eventually meet between targets 5 and 6 and targets 8 and 9. The results indicate that the hybrid approach in the evolution vastly outperforms fitness and behavior-based approaches. All methods manage to achieve more than 60% task performance. What this means is that they manage to traverse at least 60% on the track, assuming no collisions. And this supports existing research that the hybrid approach can improve task performance in vehicle controller evolution tasks. To try and understand why hybrid approach outperformed the fitness and the novelty approach so significantly, we looked at the search spaces of each of these approaches, and we noticed that the search exploration for the objective search shows that 60% of all the evolved controllers range between 0.2 and 0.4 task performance for almost all generations. For novelty search, a wider spread of controller behavior is shown, and this is expected from novelty search sensitive behavior maintenance technique, but still low task performance overall, 80% within 0 to 0.3 task performance for all generations. Hybrid has an even spread of solutions, but a broader search space than both objective and novelty, and this was able to achieve the higher task performance because it was able to leap out of those zones that was quite low in the fitness approach and the novelty search approach. For the evaluation results, we can see that objective approach, the fitness-based approach, actually generalized best, even though it didn't do better in the evolution. The hybrid evolved controllers actually performed the worst. These box plots on the right show aggregation of all the generalization tests averaged over 20 runs for each configuration. More details in the paper. To investigate why this was the case, we looked at the top three fitness from the evolution experiments for each approach, and we mapped out the neural networks to provide a visual determination. So we visualized the fittest controller from each, and we noticed that the hybrid approach generally created reactive controllers that didn't have a hidden layer, whereas both objective and novelty created networks that have a hidden layer and can exhibit more complex behaviors. And this may be the reason why it was able to generalize more effectively. For any questions, please feel free to email me or Jeff on these emails and on the emails listed. Thank you very much.